COVID-19 has now killed more than 2,000 people and infected more than 75,000, most of those cases in mainland China. In Hong Kong, there has now been a second death from the virus, and Hong Kong has sent two planes to Japan to evacuate about 300 residents who have been quarantined on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship. They'll have another 2 weeks of quarantine once they get back to Hong Kong, where most of the quarantine beds are already full. NPR's global health and development correspondent Jason Beaubien is in Hong Kong and joins us now. Welcome.
Hey, it's good to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you. So where's the government going to put all of these people who are coming back from that cruise ship?
You know, that's been a very controversial question here. But the chief executive of the city, Carrie Lam, yesterday she said she's sending them to this public housing complex that was under construction. Most of it's finished, but no new residents had moved in yet. And she said they're not going to allow local opposition to scuttle this. There is no plan B, she said, and this is where they're going to quarantine these Diamond Cruise ship passengers.
Oh, wow. Why has it been so difficult to find spaces to quarantine these folks?
Well, you know, so Hong Kong is basically a city. They don't have the Air Force bases that the U.S. is using. You know, there's definitely a NIMBY aspect, this not in my backyard opposition. A lot of people here, they're scared of this disease, and they don't want anyone moving in who might pose some sort of risk. A couple of weeks ago, the city had announced another similar plan at a public housing tower, and protesters set fire to the building. And secondly, Hong Kong already has thousands of people currently in quarantine. So finding space for more was really an issue. As of yesterday, there was 11,817 people under quarantine orders here.
Okay, so there are these quarantine facilities, and that actually means there probably are medical professionals there to monitor them. But there are also these thousands of people who are quarantined at home. Give us a sense of what restrictions they face and how is that actually being enforced if someone is choosing to just stay in their homes?
Right. And the vast majority of these people are under home quarantine orders, and they're not allowed to leave their homes. They're not allowed to go outside. They're supposed to be wearing face masks constantly and taking their temperature twice a day. Health officials are allowed to come and do spot checks on these people. But with nearly 12,000 individuals right now, I mean, that's nearly impossible. So Hong Kong is actually monitoring them by their phones. They're tracking their cell phones, sort of like find my location. And the people who are considered at high risk, those people from Hubei or people who've like violated earlier quarantine orders, they're actually getting fitted with a wrist tracker, sort of like an ankle bracelet. But mostly, this is an honor system. You know, you could always just leave your phone at home and go out and wander around if you wanted to. And that can be problematic. There was this old elderly guy. He actually had dementia, and he lives in Shenzhen, which is just across the border from Hong Kong in mainland China. And he just hopped on a bus and tried to head home. And the police got called out, and they came in full protective suits and face masks and sort of bundled him back in. You know, just managing all of these people who are under quarantine and people who are coming off of quarantine, it's been this huge administrative task for Hong Kong.
You know, that story about this older gentleman actually brings up this other point. The territory has not completely closed off access to mainland China since this outbreak. We're hearing Hong Kong's executive Carrie Lam has been harshly criticized by some for not actually doing that. Tell us what the situation is for that at the moment, how much traffic there is back and forth to mainland China right now.
So this 14-day quarantine rule has actually done more to close the border than anything else. Most people don't want to be subject to 2 weeks stuck at home. So traffic has pretty much come to a standstill between Hong Kong and mainland China.
Are there any signs that life is beginning to return to normal? We know that there are schools and offices and businesses that have been closed during all of this.
Yeah. You know, a lot of businesses have restarted. People are out on the streets, although everybody, or just about everybody, is wearing a mask. You know, I went to one hospital and the receptionist was standing on the other side of a glass door and it was locked, and she insisted that I phone her, and we stood there talking on our cell phones to each other through the glass door between us. So, you know, there's still things like that that are quite odd. The school issue really is the biggest thing at the moment about getting life back to normal, not just for the kids, but for, you know, parents as well. Schools were supposed to restart this week, and now they're getting pushed back for at least another month. So I think once that happens, things will start to feel like they're getting more back to normal.
That's NPR's Jason Beaubien in Hong Kong. Jason, as always, thank you.
It's good to talk to you, Tanya.